Hey, Ruben.
Yes, hello, good afternoon, Sal. This is Ruben, how you doing?
Good, good. I was calling you earlier and I went right straight to... actually, it was saying that the call was recorded and then hang up.
The good thing that you called me. I just wanted to check with you. I raised it up to, what, $3,000 or per month? Mm-hmm. And at this point, I haven't been getting leads. I don't know why.
Let's go ahead and review this. You haven't been getting any leads?
Maybe one a day.
Okay.
On March 7, I got two. On March 6, I got one. March 4, I got one. March 9, I got one. March 10, I got one. March 11, I got two. March 12, one. And I wonder why it's only one or...
Let's go ahead and check.
Should have been more, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. Let's go ahead and see where we're at. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, because I see we haven't been spending up to expectations, right? We set up the budget at $100 a day, right? Now, looking at the performance so far, we spent... a very, very small amount. Let me tell you how much exactly. So we paid Google $296. That's what we paid Google. Within this, since we last spoke, right, since the 23rd of last month. So it hasn't been spending as much. Let me go ahead and check why. Go ahead and see, because the ad has been shown almost 3,000 times. All right, let me just show you. To you, the ad has been shown almost 3,000 times. 52 people have clicked on it. Right now, on the ad, we have done a lot of cleanup for the keywords. Like we said, we're trying to remove all vehicle-related keywords. Right.
And if you see the not valid leads, the majority are vehicles.
The majority are vehicles. I am looking at that right now. I'm also looking at Google Guaranteed. All right, let me check what's going on there, too. Just give me a moment, okay? Let me pull everything up. Because, for example, if we see, let's say, today, so far, the ad has been shown 101 times. So far, only four people have clicked on it. Alright, they just clicked on it a few minutes ago. Let's see what they searched. There's one that searched Locksmith, Burley, Idaho. And they were in the area, but that's what they searched. Alright, so, you see it came up there. See where else? Well, Baker's Lock and Key, Costco Keys Express. That's a negative keyword, right? We don't want to show up in that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. Lock keys and car. So that's today. Yesterday, the ad showed up 178 times, and only three people clicked on it. So the click-through rate is very, very low, right? Let's go ahead and check what's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Because I brought down Yelp to $5 a day. I used to have it $100 a day, but now I'm putting the money towards you. With Delt, I get like 5 or 6 a day with $100. But it has a lot more competitive. It sends it to all the 7 to 10 locksmiths.
For the businesses, right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's why I'm putting more money to you, to Local Splash, so that I can get more jobs with you guys rather than gels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and it was spending way more, right? I mean, when we added this, it was spending more. So let me just check exactly what happened. I'm checking if a negative keyword that shouldn't be removed was removed, that maybe took the exposure off. Just give me a moment, okay? I sent you a map of where we're showing the ad right now. That's for the Google ad specifically, right? So, you know, at this point, since I see we have a few, let's say, areas in LA, but not all of LA, right? So, we can, instead of just putting the specific zip codes, I'm going to add Los Angeles as a whole and then just exclude everything that we don't target, okay? Because there's many people that search Los Angeles, right, instead of near me. And I think that's taking us a little bit off of impressions. It's going to stay the same. It's just like I'm going to send it over once it's ready. It's just going to be little red markers here. I'm going to go ahead and just save the map here so we can get that done immediately, okay? Just give me a second.
Can you hold on 1 second? I need to answer this call.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks like if you put more areas, we make it more inquiries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Yeah, I understand. I mean, the way I see it is the type of search, right? Because, as you know, Los Angeles is very, very big, right? So what we're going to have to do is I'm going to add L.A., like we said, but the map is gonna, but I'm gonna add a lot of, I'm gonna exclude areas too, right? So I'm, for example, if I add LA, the map is gonna look like this, right? Let me just send that over so you can see what I mean. So you have the one I sent you, that's how we currently have. All right, now if we make the adjustment.
Yeah, I got the one that you sent before.
Uh-huh, let me send you the after. All right, this is the after. After I add, let's say Los Angeles, the city itself, which like we said, many people, they do search LA, right? So, but, you know, instead of having all of those, you know, since there's a lot of areas that you don't want, I'm going to exclude them, okay? So let me just exclude the location. Do you see the difference in the map?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's say out of those areas that are in blue, and I can actually share my screen with you if you have some time, so we can go over this together. Or I can, like we said, you can tell me what areas you want to exclude out of the adjusted area we have.
Yeah, the Inglewood is too far.
Inglewood, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to exclude it. Just give me a moment.
Inglewood and Thousand Oaks.
Inglewood. Give me a to make the map closer, okay, so you can see where we're at.
And not Long Beach, just too far.
Long Beach, okay. Exclude that too. So the red areas are excluded, right? I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and just exclude everything that's under Inglewood, right? Because I see, for example, another one section of Long Beach I excluded. Let me just exclude the other section. Just give me a second. One more minute, so okay? I'm just excluding the neighborhoods. One more minute, so I'm so sorry. Section that I'm trying to get rid of here. That one more minute. I'm going to send you the map with the excluded areas. Let me know if I need to exclude some more.
Okay.
I already excluded all of Long Beach and on the west side, all that area there.
Yeah.
Does that look about right? Do you want to...
Yes.
Include any
no, that's fine.
Okay. Sounds good. Any other area that you don't see in blue there that you want?
Before Inglewood, is Culver City. That one we do serve. You can also exclude the blue side between Huntington Park and Inglewood. That area is called Ladera Heights, something like that.
Ladera Heights? Okay. Okay, let me exclude that too. Alrighty, added Culver City. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Yeah, so you have Culver City in my list somewhere in that rate. Yeah, so Inglewood and Ladera Heights, no.
Okay, well, I'm excluding that. So Ladera Heights is a little above Inglewood, but you want everything between Inglewood and Huntington Park?
Yeah.
So Florence, Vermont Knolls?
No.
You want to take them off?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's quite a drive.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's good. That's good where you really exclude them. Okay, so if I exclude, you know, South Los Angeles, for example,
mm-hmm.
I exclude all the way up to, let's see, so if we exclude South LA, we have Vermont Square, we have the historic South Central, Exposition Park, those are excluded. Baldwin Village, do you want to keep them in?
No.
No? Okay, so that's good. All right. I have to have excluded that. Let me save it. Let me send you the new one. Thank you. Okay, so I sent you another picture there.
That was good.
That looks good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you'd like to exclude or anything else you'd like to add?
You can add Glendale.
Okay, I'm going to add Glendale. One second. Okay, I've added Glendale.
And you can add Pasadena.
Pasadena as well. Okay. Do you want to add Malibu or no?
Malibu is a little bit away.
A little too far? Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to keep Pacific Palisades, though.
Pacific Palisades.
There's a lot of reconstruction there.
There you go. Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, sounds good.
And on Google Guarantee, we accept the card lockouts in order for us to get calls, but still slow.
Still slow? Okay. Let's go ahead and check that out, okay? And we just sent you the updated map for Google Guarantee. The updated map for the Google Ads. You know, let me check that service area on Google Guarantee, okay? Just to
double check things.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So we're going to show the same business area, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have my team review the ads. You know, have them create new ads. So for Google Guaranteed, look at the report. So from the last time we spoke on the 23rd to today, you have 5 calls that were charged and 1 that was not. Right? And what the exposure is. Because for example, if we look at, you know, the ad itself, you know, the Google tells us how many times the ad has loaded on the screen, right? The Google Guaranteed ad. So for example, from February 12th till today, you know, so 30 days, the ad has been shown 2,200 times. Now, out of which only you got 10 phone calls, let's say within the last 30 days, 10 valid leads. Now, let's look at the account. Have you gotten any positive reviews recently from Google?
I'm working on some. Uh-huh. I'm working on some that I just finished a few jobs.
Okay. Yeah, and at this point, for example, we now have a new AI system that responds to your reviews, right? So it actually takes into consideration what the client types and it gives them a professional answer. It actually acknowledges if it's a negative review as well. So it's a really good one. Okay, I'm going to turn that on for you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, I do want to mention as well, we are working to implement, we have a new tool that we call Ada. So it's basically like an answering service, right? So let's say that you're not available, right? We can actually have the answering service. It's in AI, let's say, call, but it's like a real person. I can send you an example where, you know, if you're not available, we can actually set that up, right? So it could take your take the information, and you can, it gives you the information as soon as they get it, right? So it kind of filters the call out as well. Would you like me to send you the example? So we can set it up, but we're now at a beta testing program, testing phase, let's say. So there wouldn't be any charges, right? You can, you know, let us work with it, use it, and it's a very valuable tool. So there wouldn't be any charges, at least within within the next 3 months. After that, you know, of course, we would be discussing any fees before, you know, anything else. But
okay.
It's just a little beta test. Would you like me to send it over?
Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me send that.
Will you be filtering any spam calls, because I receive a lot of spam calls?
You're receiving a lot of spam? Okay. Yes, it actually does. Right, at the end of the day, it can be like your secretary, right?
Okay.
It could be like your secretary where it answers first, right? And then you can see exactly what they talked about, right? And then call them back, or, you know, jump into the call if you want. It gives you the option to do that. You know, let me send this over, okay? Let me send you the example I have. Just give me a moment.
I know that every time that I answer, I hear local splash something, and then they hear my voice or my recording.
That's what you hear first?
Mm-hmm.
Local splash?
Yeah.
Does it say local splash or Google Guarantee or Google Bear?
Oh, local splash. This is a local splash call, and then I'm able to answer, or they able to hear my recording.
Gotcha. So that's the whisper that they're using right now. This is a local splash call. It's like notifying you that it's from Google Guarantee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I did send you another, I sent you the email with the demo through email. I don't know if you got it.
Let me see. Okay, now I got it.
Yeah, if you want to take a minute to listen to it, I mean, we basically customize it, right, for anything your business offers, right? If they have questions, it talks to them as if it were a person. Thank you. consider what you sell, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I mean, we can go ahead and create it, like we said, at no cost. So we can apply it to your call tracking number.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and send out the request. I'm updating the Google Guaranteed map. I'm doing the same thing. We're adding Los Angeles instead of just adding specific zip codes. We're not adding city itself, right? So, I mean, that could be hindering purchase, right? So, it's something that we can go ahead and address. Okay, just give me one more minute. I'm just sending you the map for a Google Guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in regards to Ada, I'm just going to need you to fill out a little form style. I'm going to send this over to you so you can help me with that, okay? Just give me a moment.
Sure.
Okay, so I sent you a little text there with the link stuff.
Okay.
Go ahead and turn the click on that. We can have the AI, you know, recognize vehicle lockouts and, you know, dismiss them if you'd like. You know, we can program it to however you need it.
Even though if we dismiss vehicle lockouts, will keep us in good standing with Google Guarantee?
Yeah, the thing is that, you know, if we have the Google, the vehicle lockouts, service, let's say, active on Google Guarantees, then they're fine with it, right? Now, if you're saying that you do vehicle lockouts, and you, I mean, you usually dismiss them anyways, right? I mean, once you get yeah. So, I mean, it wouldn't really
let it just close by, and it's a, easy job.
Okay. I see. Have you ever thought about sending those leads over to vehicle lockout people? Do you have any vehicle lockout people you
know? Yeah, I send them, and sometimes they want to work 50%, sometimes they don't, and it varies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get it, right? That's the only problem, let's say, I see with Google Guarantee. Now, say, if we're making the adjustment, you know, on the service area, you know, so we include the actual city of Los Angeles, just excluding the zip codes that we talked about, I see that that's going to help us a lot with the impressions, because there's a ton of more searches in your area. Right now, with that being said, with Google Guarantee, Google does take into consideration as well the message option as well. I've seen it with other accounts that when we turn that messaging option on, you know, Google shows you more, right? Because you comply with more people, let's say, some that don't like, that just like messaging. But that does have an influence, let's say, with the exposure. But I would leave that up to you, right? We can keep messages off and just see how it works with the new service areas, or we can turn them on and evaluate how the exposure works there.
What's this? What can you recommend?
Mm-hmm. I mean, since you want phone calls, right? Since phone calls are the best thing, I would say we just work with the new adjusted service areas. I have the impression that it's gonna exponentially help the exposure, right? I'm really, really confident in that, because we were just, let's say, targeting zip codes instead of searches, right? So when they search for somebody that searches, vehicle lockout near me, let's say, and they said you were in their zip code, that's when it came up, right? But if somebody searched locksmith in near me, it came up. But if somebody searched locksmith in LA, then, you know, it may not be coming up depending on where they were, right? So we have a better, let's say, feel for that. So I would let it run as is with just the phone calls.
Okay.
And, you know, just try to get a few new reviews. Right, because the reviews, they are important to convert.
Yeah.
You know, people, they see the most recent reviews as well, right? It takes a little bit to get a new one, especially for your line of business. There's a lot of turnover. That's definitely something that could help too with converting.
I'm going to send a review request to a couple of jobs that they were very happy.
Oh, great. I mean,
he almost $9,000, and he's very happy with the outcome.
And he was happy with the outcome. There you go. That talks about the quality of the business. If we could get a good positive review from that and then have a professional response that we're going to set up, you know, it's gonna sell. It's going to sell. That's what we want. So people are seeing it. They're just not clicking on it right now. So that's what we want to adjust.
On the information that you sent me to answer, there's one that says, what's your level of comfort with AI? What is AI? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What is it? Use it constantly. Why should I put 1 or 5?
Mm-hmm. No, that's just a question for you, right? I mean, if you're not really familiar with AI at all, then you would be 1. Right, but if you know more or less, you know, what it is, or if you use it every once in a while, you know, about a 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm. I use Gemini, and I mostly use ChatGPT.
Yeah, okay, then you're really familiar with it. That's 4 or 5. That's just for us to know the level of, let's say, usage that you have for AI, you know. Since we're gonna be programming it, right, and we are gonna need some feedback, let's say, with how it's working.
And what's the best answer to say here? Would you like Ada to handle all calls, some calls or missed calls? So should I have answer every phone call? Some press 1 for Ada, press 2 to reach me direct. Miss Ada only answer my missed call or older.
Okay. So since we're trying to filter them out, with we're trying to filter out spam calls, right? I would say answer every phone call, right?
Okay.
Now, how that would work is you would answer the phone call, and like we said, you can decide if you want to jump in, right?
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. You could decide if you have the ability to take over the call, right?
I see. Okay. So I'm going to put answer every phone call.
Mm-hmm. You could do that.
Yeah, because I have a lot of spam solicitations.
It would help with that a ton. Oh, absolutely.
So, what information shall ADA collect from new leads? Name, phone number, service requested, location, preferred time or availability. I think those are keys. Other, it will not be specific.
Yeah, I mean, you can check them out. In other, there's a little section where you can type, you know, in case there's another specific, you know, question that you want the AI to ask.
Well, actually, can you send pictures?
Okay, yeah. Absolutely. Would you be able to send some pictures? Or they'll program that to make it sound good.
Okay. Professional, what tone shall ADA use when speaking to callers? Professional, friendly. I will say friendly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the ability to jump and take over live calls handled by ADA? Yes. Anything else you'd like to add? Leave a call back number. Okay. So I am submitting that to you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Our tech team will be getting that form. They'll be the ones that are creating this AI. Of course, they'll be gathering all the information that we have to, you know, make sure that it can answer any questions, right, including your service area.
That was my question months ago. This will be like a bot, what was it? Bot call or something like that?
Mm-hmm, yeah, like a robocall, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like your digital assistant.
Yeah, this is a chatbot.
Yeah, I mean, when people say chatbots, usually they mean on the website, you know, but this is an actual digital assistant, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like your secretary, right? I mean, she doesn't eat, so, you know, we can use her as much as we need. Uh-huh.
And let's say that I miss the call and ADA gets the call. How will I retrieve that phone call? Would you guys be sending a message like you said? We are referring or sending you a lead.
Absolutely.
From local supplies, something like that.
Absolutely. You do. Okay. You get notified real time. You know, mm-hmm. as soon as they got the information, they send you the information that they gathered over, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can go ahead and call them back, you know, as soon as you're available.
Okay.
But we can program it to say that they, you know, they gotta contact you as soon as possible, or you know, something similar. But it's your secretary, right? It's gonna filter out a ton of, you know, calls that we don't want.
Great. Okay, brother.
Alrighty. So I'll keep a close eye on this cell. I'll work with my Google Ads team, and I'll keep in touch. Should I schedule a call for you next week? See where we're at.
Okay. Yeah. Let's keep working on it.
All right. All right. I'll keep in touch. All right, Sal. I don't know if there's anything else that I could do for you right now.
No. If I'm at $100 a day, basically, you said that I am at what percentage? But you are collecting what percentage?
We're doing $20. I'm sorry, 20%.
20%. Okay. So if I'm,
well, can we drop it down even more? Let me see.
I think you said 15%.
You dropped it down to 15, right, I believe?
Yeah, because I add up another 500.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it's 15. It's not a mistake.
Okay. Because I'm willing to put another 500 if this thing works better, and I keep Yelp at $5 a day. But... you know, we need to get it busier than one or two calls a day.
Yeah, no, it's gonna pick up. I'm very, very confident in that. I'm gonna go ahead, like we said, keep an eye out. I'll talk with my Google Ads team, and we'll see how we do this next week. Okay.
Yeah, and both Google Guarantee as well. Pay attention to Google Guarantee.
Yes, sir. I adjusted the areas there as well. Just if you and Google Guaranteed, if you can help us with a positive review, because that Google Guarantee, that's where it has an influence, okay, on Google Guarantees. On Google Ads,
you can see that I have 201, nothing but 5 stars.
Of course. And that alone sells. Right? So we should be converting more anyways.
Okay.
So, like we said, well, we should see a significant improvement.
Okay. On it. Thank you, Ruben.
Thank you for the time, so I'll talk to you soon, all right? Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.